to get down with you. Get down with you. Get down with you.
What's good? It's Kane, and you're tuning in to Era of Kiana.
Welcome back, everybody, to another highly anticipated episode of Era of Kiana. I'm your host, Kiana, and today's guest is Kane.
What's happening?
So, tell the people more about yourself.
I'm saying I'm Kane, also formerly known as The Set. I'm the one-man band. You know what I'm saying? I'm from here. Went to Westlake and shit. You know what I'm saying? Atlanta, Southside. You know what I'm saying? We out here doing legendary shit, you know?
Yes. That's you doing the legendary shit, though. Like, you've been back and forth, L.A., York, shows and shit. Like, you just been out here flourishing and just moving in silence. So, is there a reason why that you move in silence?
Yeah, man. I just like to get shit done. You know what I'm saying? Everybody don't gotta watch me all the time. Because shit gonna get done. And I like making music. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Hell yeah.
So, we seen on Instagram that you signing some shit. Like,
Yeah.
What's up with that?
Yeah, we just finalized the deal. We've been negotiating for a few months. We finally came to an agreement. You know what I'm saying? Everything looking crystal clear for the future. We planning for the future. Write that down. We plan for the future. Plan for the future. Plant your seeds early so they flourish later.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So that's really what happened, and you know, about to drop some music the major way. You know what I'm saying?
The major way. I dig. So, Set for Life. I remember you telling me about the background story like a while back, like when I had little baby locks.
Yeah.
So could you just like retell how that came about?
The Set was originally a group, and I was Kane inside the Set. And when the group dismantled, I kept The Set and I kept Kane, and I just made myself the one-man band. And Set for Life is an extension of The Set, you know what I'm saying? Set for Life is a major goal. It's to be set for life, not have to worry about things.
Okay.
In the future, we're planning for our kids, we're planning to be good for generations, you know what I'm saying? So we plan to be set for life.
So it has like two meanings, because at first when I seen like the hashtag, I'm still thinking like you repping like The Set and shit like that. But when you made it seem like Set for Life, like okay, like other folks can fuck with it too, like other
it's
folks.
A way of life, it's a mindset everybody can have to plan for the future and do shit long term and just flourish, you know what I'm saying?
I did.
Set for life.
I did. So do you produce?
Yes.
So you've been producing most of your shit?
Yeah, I produced two songs on my album. Two songs on my album that's coming called Stone. And I produced two songs with Omar Grand and my other producer, Patrick Kelly. They're both located in New York.
I was about to say, so these are people that you met in New York?
Yeah.
Okay, so you just got you a whole little team.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so cool. Like, I can't wait to go up there. Like, do you have any future performances in the summer?
Well, we doing a show in Miami soon. You know, we doing a pop-up show in New York with Dope Overdose.
Okay.
Yeah, we doing that in June as well. So it's going to be a show in New York, a show in Miami, and we're going to have a lot more stuff popping up. It's going to be announced later on.
Okay, cool, cool. So how would you describe your sound?
My sound is like, I'm gonna give you five words that just describe myself, okay?
Okay.
Alright. You got smooth.
I can hear that.
Free.
Okay.
Futuristic.
Mm-hmm.
And romantic.
Wait, was that five?
That's five. Smooth, free.
Futuristic, romantic. One more.
Four.
Okay, so I guess you could say like romantic is like wifey shit.
Yeah,
that
R&B.
Shit was fine. I like, can't even cap. Yeah. I was like, that nigga over here talking his shit. Yeah. I did. Do you plan on having any features?
Yeah, I'm having two features on this album. Both from here. Got Lux from Deuce Folk. My nigga from the South Side. My nigga Hayden Hendricks. They both on there. Those only two features on the project. The rest is just me.
That's cool, like, how, like, you're moving up in the industry, but you're still, like, fucking with the folks you came up with.
Yeah.
Like, you feel like that keeps you grounded?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Because, you know, I starve with these niggas, you know what I'm saying? We all have to believe together.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If one of us get through the door, I know I have an opportunity to change other people's lives as well.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we all could be set for life.
Yeah, hashtag set for life.
Indeed. Yeah.
So, visuals.
Visuals, yes.
What's up with that?
Yeah, we got visuals coming.
So you just got you a whole little vault, like,
yeah.
And you just plan on dropping shit, like you trying to pull a Beyonce, like just dropping shit, or you going like?
I'm just doing the shit that makes sense and feel right, feel with the times.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? We've been gone for a reason, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, we just gonna rock out, put on for the city, worldwide, touch the world.
What's the different like vibes out in LA versus New York? Like, where would you rather be?
I'd rather be here.
For
in
real?
New York. In New York. Here in New York. LA, I'll go record in LA and chill. I like LA. It's free in LA. I like LA. I spend plenty of time in LA. But I like New York and Atlanta the most.
Yeah. So you'll be back here in the summer though, right?
Yeah.
So cool. How was your first, like, big show in New York? Was that the Saturday one in Manhattan?
No, actually, it wasn't. It was the one at the Ludlow House.
How was that?
Yeah, it was great because the Ludlow House is actually, I don't want to say a different forum, but it's part of the Soho House. Mm. And Soho House is like a private club, members only, guest list type shit. So it was like, we had a certain type of list, invite people out. You know what I'm saying? I had.
That's just the one with the like secret. It was
Okay,
cool.
It was at the Ludlow House, a little private event in the club and shit. So it was good. You know, we had a lot of people come out, vibe. You know what I'm saying? It was like I had a real set this time that I put together and shit like that. That was my biggest one so far. I only done 6 shows.
For real?
Yeah, that was my 6th one.
Do you get nervous before shows?
Yeah, I mean, I be ready. I just be ready, like, just to sing.
To sing. Yeah. Yeah, like, you do be having, you be, like, having your little melodies and shit. I be like, okay, I can fuck with it. Like, do you often get compared to any other fucks in the game?
Yeah, you know, regular. Bryson Tiller.
You
know,
you said Bryson Tiller.
Yeah.
I would have said, like, Black.
24 Hours.
Or Party.
Party, yeah. They say a lot of shit, but you know, I do everything, so.
I said that you're treating this album like it's your baby, like it's your child. Like, you've been working on it so hard. Like, what are some things that you are doing differently this time around?
Well, before, Summer Vibes, I dropped that like 2016 in the summer. That was the last thing I recorded in my room.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
Ever since then.
Yeah, it's been real studios, drip studios and shit. And I've been able to dive in, be hands-on with all the creation of what I've been working with, you know? So that's another thing I have, like, creative control over everything. I did before, but now I can get in depth of how I can create and shit like that.
What do you look for in a producer?
The music, really, you know what I'm saying? If the music hit, music touch me some type of way, pause. You know what I'm saying? If I'm feeling it, I just connect. You know, we usually just work out, you know?
Yeah.
So, if you connect to the music, we'll be able to work. That's usually how it's been working out.
Yeah, but as a person, though, like, what do you look for?
As a person, I mean,
because this is a, like, you're inviting a stranger, like, low key.
Yeah. I mean, but if you come to work and create, we have the same common goal anyway, so we should just be there to work and create. When we vibe and the music get built, we make a great product, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it's just, everything's natural. That's what I look for. I look for natural situations, organic shit. I don't like to force shit. So if it's not going to work, I feel like I can work anywhere, anyway. So a producer make a beat, I'll be able to hop on it if I wanted to. But like when them real songs and hits and shit that we be making, everything just be happening organically, naturally. So we don't have to force too much shit. And that's what I look for, motherfuckers, that know when the time is right for certain shit, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So what are you currently listening to? Like, what's in your Apple Music?
Oh yeah, I'm listening to Gunna. I'm listening to Trouble.
Yeah, same shit.
Yeah, goddamn. listen.
Me,
I'm listening.
You
to
listen
me.
To yourself?
Yeah, I listen to myself. It's good. It's like good background music, you know? It's like,
yeah.
It's me.
That's cool.
You gotta pump myself up.
Yeah, I gotta listen to my podcast.
Exactly.
Every now and then. But what about like R&B though? Are you big R&B fans?
I am, but I listen to a lot of trap. But if it's R&B, I listen to old shit like Michael Jackson, Stevie Wonder. Like, I listen to like old shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, in New York, my manager, he play oldies in the house. I stay up there in Brooklyn and shit. So wake up hearing like Isley Brothers and shit in the morning time. Marvin. You know what I'm
like
saying?
Like, it's Saturday morning. Yeah, like, your mama finna clean.
Yeah, and that shit be soothing, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, that's cool.
You know, R&B, like, because with that R&B music, it's timeless. You can play that no matter where, no matter the time. So it's still going to feel like it's current. I feel like it's still here, you know? Mm.
What would you consider the biggest moment last year for you?
Last year?
Or it could be this year too.
Biggest moment is probably meeting Kevin Laws.
Really?
Yeah, I met Kevin. That story is crazy because I was actually on the phone with you.
What?
Yeah, I'm gonna tell this story. Remember, we was on the phone and that was like the police behind me.
Yes, that was months ago.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
So like, I got pulled over that night. It was crazy. Like, I got pulled over. I had to be in New York the next day. I had to be at work in the morning in New York the next day. So I was on the phone with you, like, I'm gonna call you back. Got arrested, spent the night in jail for like a little marijuana charge. Spent the night in jail, had to be at work at 7, got out at 5, and it had to be, I got out of work at like 4 and had to be at the airport at like 6, right? I get to New York, it's lit. I go to 300. And I meet Kevin Lyles and shit, like, and it was just like amazing. And I made a hit, and then it was just a
minor setback for a major comeback.
Facts. It was great. It was just like a great. It wasn't great going to jail, but it was just like that shit happened. Not just coming to New York, and then it's totally different.
Yeah, you don't even think about that.
Yeah, but that was a definitely memorable moment of last year, 2017.
Any last words for the people?
You know what I'm saying? Stay tuned. Stay tuned. We out here, set for life. We here, Atlanta.
We out here.
Yeah.
Where can the people follow you at?
Yeah, Poppy Kane, PapiKaime. That's my IG and Twitter. You can find my music on SoundCloud right now. Hashtag the set, THESET. And that's it. Just play anything you want, that shit.
Alright, and we out.
I need an interview, I'm trying to get down with you. Get down with you.